Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you not remember what we did yesterday because it's still Psalms?
I totally not remember what happened yesterday because it's still Psalms.
Correct.
Yeah.
So today we're reading Psalms 15, 16, and 17. And I'm very excited about a note that I get to add in one of these.
Oh, so,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I do want to add one thing today.
One thing?
Yeah, one thing.
Just the one.
So today is Memorial Day.
It is. Happy yeah. Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. I have to always stipulate this with, I don't always agree with our military, but I do support our troops. And, you know, this one especially goes out to all the atheists and foxholes out there. So thank you for your service and happy Memorial Day.
I don't know what
for the right reasons. For the right reasons.
Yeah, I don't know what the correct way to say. I don't think it's supposed to be Happy Memorial Day.
No,
it's
a thank you for your service. I think
yeah,
that's you know like thank you for laying your life on the line for us. You know, and you know if it were so needed, I don't think currently it's so needed, but
right,
you are willing to do that. So thank you.
Yes,
and for those that have,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right, so we're ready to go ahead and get into this?
Sure.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, so here we are starting Psalm 15. Are you ready?
I am ready.
A Psalm of David.
A Psalm of David.
A Psalm of David.
Okay.
Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? Holy hill. He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous and who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, and who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken.
Mm, okay.
That's a shorten.
Yeah, but we're fucked.
Well, yeah. Because,
you know.
Yeah. So Psalm 15 is also referred to as the inhabitants of God's holy hill.
Okay? God's holy hill.
And it starts out, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? If you're doing the, you know, King James version.
Right,
that's
right.
How it's referred to.
Yeah.
And authorship is traditionally assigned to King David, even though we know better. And this is often called an entrance liturgy, in which a worshiper asks the conditions of entering the worship place and a priest responds.
Okay.
The main topic is residence in God's tent and how to be in holiness.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here is an extra note. In Psalm 12, the godly perished. And in Psalm 14, there is none righteous. That leaves a rhetorical question as to, well, who the fuck can ascend the mountain of God?
Yeah. Who?
Who?
I'm guessing not us, though.
Not us.
Yeah.
Not the likes of us.
No, we're right out.
Yep, we're right out.
Okay.
So that is all the notes I had for Psalm 15.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Psalm 16.
Yeah, anyway, Psalm 16. Sorry.
Okay. And this one, too, is a Psalm of David.
Okay.
Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, I said, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Mm.
So, okay, before I move on to my notes, which this is the one that I have a fun note to add.
Okay, all right.
But before I do that, I need to say where it said, I will not pour out their libations of blood.
Yeah.
Okay, this is totally off topic.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But, okay, so our microwave bit the dust recently.
It really did.
And it made us very sad. For a second, we thought we blew a fuse, but no, we blew the microwave.
Yeah.
And so I sent a text to my mom regarding the microwave having died, and I said, pour one out for a real one. And my mom did not know what that meant. Neither pour one out nor a real one.
I didn't know what a real one was.
Right. So then I was annoyed that my mom didn't know these things. And so I was texting a couple of my friends. Ugh, I had to explain these things to my mom. And I found out that most of them didn't know what pour one out or a real one is. So I just want to know how many people out there have no fucking idea what I'm talking about when I say pour one out or when I say for a real one.
I think you're going to come across I don't know. We'll see.
I thought they were common phrases. I thought they were common sayings.
I bet more people don't know than you think.
That makes me sad because they're good ones.
Mm. Yeah.
So when it said pour out their libations, I instantly was like, pour one out. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
back to the Bible now.
Back to the Bible.
But yes, please tell me if you know what pour one out means, and also if you know what a real one is.
I did not know what a real one was.
I know you. I'm talking to our listeners. I'm just letting you
know. I didn't know.
I know you didn't, and it made me sad.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't know stuff, so.
Sometimes I don't.
I just thought, well, this may be one of those times, but a lot of my friends didn't know.
Right.
So maybe you're not as stupid as I think you are sometimes. All right. So here's some notes about Psalm 16. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. This one's called A Goodly Heritage.
Okay.
And it starts out, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust."
Mm-hmm.
Authorship is traditionally assigned to?
David.
King David. This is a psalm of faith. And it is one of the 10 psalms of the Tikkun HaKalali.
Yeah. Say that 10 times fast.
Right. And I was like, what the fuck is a Tikkun HaKalali? HaKalali. I don't know what that is. So I had to look that up, obviously. And yeah. I'm so glad I did.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready.
The general or comprehensive rectification, also known as the general remedy. The remedy is a set of 10 psalms whose recital services as repentance for all sins. In particular, the sin of wasted seed through involuntary nocturnal emission or masturbation. So this is one that they say like, sorry. It is based on the idea of the covenant that God made with the Jewish people, and in return for absolute allegiance to God on the part of the nation, God promised to be their God and to give them the land of Israel as an inheritance.
Yeah.
As a mark of this covenant, God commanded Abraham to perform circumcision.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
By choosing this specific organ to bear the sign of the covenant, God indicated the tremendous power of the sexual organ.
See, I thought he just indicated how weird he was.
That's what I thought, too. You know. Like, whoa, why y'all so up in the
right?
dick?
Yeah.
Like, that just seems so arbitrary and weird to
me. Yeah, it really was.
When it is used in the context of marriage, the sexual organ is elevated and man becomes a partner with God in creation. But when it is used for personal gratification, it distances a person from God and leaves him unfulfilled, frustrated, and depressed.
That's why I'm an atheist. Shit.
So basically, if you're fucking your wife, that is awesome. But if you're whacking off, no, you're depressed.
Got it.
You're sad.
Yeah.
Okay. The antithesis of the joy one should feel by uniting with a marriage partner and performing all of God's other laws is depression, a state which is the domain of Lilith.
Oh, man.
The name of the representation of evil associated with unholiness.
It's not a fucking psychological problem. It's a religious problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
But obviously.
But we were looking for what is our next Q&A going to be about?
Yeah.
And I have managed to figure out how to sneak my my yearning to talk about Lilith and to study Lilith. I was literally just saying, oh, I wish we could talk about Lilith. I want to study her.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was in our last episode.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing next Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So we're going to have a Q&A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I need to know what the fuck's up with Lilith.
We haven't been doing Q&A since there's not really anything to Q or fucking A.
Right. We've just been summarizing each psalm as we read
it. Right.
So the remedies, you know, that this psalm is one of 10, the remedies come to rectify the sin of misusing the sexual organ and by extension undoes the root feelings of depression that lie at the core of any sin.
Mm.
And it does this through the power of the psalms, which are songs of praise and rejoicing in God.
So psalms, these 10 psalms are a cure for masturbation?
No, they're a cure for the depression that you feel from having masturbated.
After masturbation. Okay.
Because you're not supposed
to.
Got it.
So,
and if you do that, that means you're depressed and sad and cut off from God.
So as long as you can stop masturbating
and
then you say these 10 psalms, you'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Sure.
It's good to know.
Although the sin of wasted seed is considered the most serious of the violations of the covenant.
Most serious. Jesus.
The most serious.
Man, yeah. It's awful.
Other sins also accomplish the same thing. And one who earns his livelihood dishonestly also breaches the covenant, as his craving for money can make him go so far as to rob his fellow man.
Oh, Not that.
I know, right? The way one thinks, speaks, and acts are also areas in which he can uphold or damage the covenant. Okay?
And here I was thinking things like rape and stuff were like
probably
the worst.
Pedophilia.
You know?
Yeah.
But no, stealing and
and
beating off.
Yeah.
Those are the bad ones.
Those are the real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. Okay. Psalm 16 was most likely written in the Persian period, which is to say after 539 BCE.
Okay. That's very specific. 539.
After.
Yeah.
Sometime
right.
after that period.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have to say about Psalm 16.
No, I liked that. That was a good, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, didn't
you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So now we are moving on to Psalm 17.
Okay.
Okay. And guess what? It's a prayer of David.
Oh my. I'm shocked.
Right?
Shocked.
Right?
Yeah.
Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin.
Okay.
That's some resolve.
I mean, yeah.
I promise my mouth ain't going to
cuss.
His
mouth won't sin. I mean.
Yeah. I don't know about my dick.
The rest of you, I don't know.
As for the deeds of men, by the words of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. I ain't beat nobody today.
Yeah, that's good.
My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I didn't drop a single arc today.
Great.
I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, you who save by your right hand. Those who take refuge in you from their foes.
These psalms sure like God's right hand.
I have something to say about that
as
soon as I finish
here. Okay, sure.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who assail me, from my mortal enemies who surround me.
Wait, God has wings?
On the wings of love. What is that song?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. And then there's take these broken wings.
I do know that song.
And learn to fly again.
I can't remember who it's by. But
Mister.
Okay.
I could never forget that because the title is so dumb. Mister. Okay. These guys surround me, blah, blah, blah. They close up their callous hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey. Like a great lion crouching in cover.
Mm.
Rise up, O Lord. Confront them. Bring them down. Rescue me from the wicked by your sword. O Lord, by your hand, save me from such men. From men of this world whose reward is in this life.
Yeah.
You still the hunger of those you cherish. Their sons have plenty. And they store up wealth for their children. And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Mm, okay.
So it's funny that you talked about the right hand.
Yeah.
Because a lot of Christians take that to mean that he's speaking about Christ. Because Christ is often referred to as God's right hand.
Got it.
Or he sits at God's right side or whatever.
Which is interesting because we've talked about it before. Most of these psalms were written post-Christianity. So it's an interesting... Like, the fact that this is stuff that's in the quote-unquote Old Testament is interesting because it feels like it was written post-Christianity.
Because they were.
And maybe incorporated some of those ideas even.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and a lot of the New Testament quotes from Psalms.
Right.
So, like, I don't know that because I haven't read the New Testament. It's just something I keep coming across. You know, this psalm, this line, this verse is quoted in XYZ in the New Testament. And I'm just like, huh.
Well, and I know that a lot of Christians like to quote from Psalms because it's very, you know, feel good. You know,
it's like, Christy.
Yeah, it's very, well, it's very save us and, you know, righteous and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I just find it very annoying. Like, I feel
it is.
I feel like it's stuck in the wrong part of the Bible, quite honestly.
Yeah. No, it definitely feels like it should be in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it
doesn't go
except for that it was all written by David.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we said this yesterday that my mom happens to be reading through
First and Second Samuel or whatever.
First and Second Samuel. And they're reading also simultaneously the psalms that David wrote to show how he was feeling at the same time. And I'm like, Mommy, Mommy, David didn't write those, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't convince her of that, though.
No, I didn't even try. I just said, huh.
Yep. That's all you can do.
So here's my notes for Psalm 17. And after 16, they're kind of lackluster. So sorry in advance. Yeah.
No beating off.
No beating off on Damn this it. One. Yeah. This is a prayer for protection against oppressors. And it starts out, hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Authorship is traditionally assigned to King David.
Of course.
Psalm 17 is a prayer for divine intervention on behalf of the righteous. And it is believed to have been written in the Persian period after Zerubbabel.
Okay.
But before Ezra's reforms, possibly by the same author as Psalm 16.
Okay.
Not David.
Not David. But David.
But not David.
Right.
Otherwise, like, that wouldn't even be a note.
Right.
So no, I know. Whoever not David wrote Psalm 16, not David also probably wrote Psalm 17.
Got it.
Okay. Got it?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So that was our Psalms for today, 15, 16, and 17.
Sounds great. All right. So we will be back tomorrow with
Psalms 18, 19, and 20.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.